this notion of arivut, the Jewish value of mutual responsibility that we've been able to model probably in every generation in some particular kind of way is deeply powerful. The fact we're scattered all over the globe and somehow we would unite to against, you know, the Soviet Union, you know, it's a nuclear superpower to try to get people who aren't allowed to practice their faith, and it worked. Look at the anti-apartheid movement, same deal. Yet most people around the world had no connection to South Africa, finally be awakened politically to get governments to do the right thing, to force a non-violent transfer of power in towards democracy in South Africa. It's the value of mutual responsibility. Every once in a while, we see a flicker of it in humanity. The Darfur rally is a good example. So if globalization is the primary defining, in a sense, dynamic of the first part of the 21st century, with positive and negative consequences, the only antidote to the negative pieces of globalization is actually mutual responsibility. And so, look, we've been an international global people for 2,000 years because we were kicked out of our own land and we had to figure it out. We had to figure out what's going to be the ethics of living an international existence. Maybe we've learned something in 2,000 years that the world actually desperately needs now that it realizes that their fate, that the fate of humanity is actually dependent upon this, how we deal with this interdependence and interlockedness of fates ultimately. You know, global warming doesn't just affect one particular region of the world. It's going to, you know, all of humanity is going to be affected by it. So it's time to wake up. And by having a sense of mutual responsibility, I think all Jewish leaders should drive hybrids. I think that every member of Knesset, when they get their car, should have a hybrid. As one example, maybe it's symbolic, maybe there's other things that we could be doing, but symbols have a lot of meaning in today's world. I drive a hybrid, so I can easier to say it now.